contrition, sorrow for sins committed is only as effective, only as pleasing to God, gains only as much grace as with our wills we resolve to avoid those sins in the future. Sisters, am I clear? In other words, genuine contrition refers not only to the past, it refers to the future too. I'm not only sorry for having done wrong in the past. No, I am sorry indeed what I've done wrong in the past. But I am resolved with my will and watch it. With my will, I am resolved to avoid what has led me into those sins in the past. This is so true. I think I mentioned this before, but sisters, mentioning something once, twice, three times is not enough. Who can finish the sentence? The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Please don't forget that. There's no limit to our capacity to forget. A plenary indulgence can be gained only if on the same day when I do something which the church attaches to it, plenary indulgence, only if I resolve with my will to avoid what my mind tells me has led me into those sins in the past. Either I resolve to avoid the occasions of sins, sisters, or I will not say you've not made an act of contrition, or you've not made an effective act of contrition. Contrition, I repeat, refers not only to the past, it emphatically refers to the future. Each of us knows ourselves. Other people may be able to cope with occasions of sin and not just survive, but even become more holy because they were exposed to those occasions. But I better know myself. For me, what is it that leads me into sins, say against charity, or patience, or chastity? And this is where all sisters, how clever, how smart we are in knowing other people. Honest, you live in community for a while with your fellow religious, and we could all go to confession for those fellow sisters in your community. And maybe we could even make a better confession than they do. Sisters, I have taught too many souls. And let me repeat, I think I've said this. It is still morning. Good morning, my fellow sinners. Good morning. Sisters, we're all sinners. And don't forget that. And not just sinners. Oh, yes. I remember I committed a sin, 12 years ago. We are sinners. I have to say this every day. Now, the degree or measure of giving into something which is wrong, that will differ. And as we grow in holiness, we don't hear it we don't become sinless. And there have been, I think I said this, there have been some few saints. As far as we can tell, toward the end of their lives, they did not commit any sins. The church tells us those are rare saints. So this, back to where we were, on the contrition, that I'm not only sorry for having done wrong in the past, I resolve with my will to avoid and watch it, not just the sins, but what I know has led me into those sins. Sisters, I have to say this, that's why I became a religious. I honestly did not think I could save my soul. And we better, once we become religious, we are not protected from occasion to sin. Do you agree? I never thought, in my wildest dreams, I never thought there were such strange characters in the world. Like my fellow Jesuits. We go on. Absolution. Now this is good to hear. As you know, the absolution, strictly speaking, if the priest says, Ego te absolvo, a peccatis tuis, period. That would be, absolutely speaking, enough. I absolve you from your sins. And the reason why the church requires those words is because, of course, behind the priest is Jesus Christ. But the priest, he is absolving. Ego te absolvo. In Latin, as you know, you don't have to use the pronoun I. Absolvo in Latin means I absolve. But the church makes sure the priest pronounces the word ego, I. Absolve te. You from your sins, and then in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, sisters, and this is where you can help priests. There are many priests, good priests. Well, three classes, because I can talk about priests that I go to confession to. I once went to confession to a priest in Washington. In fact, a priest serving your Missionaries of Charity on Otis Street in Washington, D.C. I was in chapel when he said Mass. After his Mass, went to the sacristy, and I went to confession. Then he gave me absolution, or what he thought was absolution. He finished. I said, Father, will you please give me absolution? I gave you absolution. Father, pardon me. I'm a priest too. I do give absolutions. I teach priests. Please give me absolution. He got angry. So I said, thanks, Father. So then, I was leaving the premises, and I asked my driver, let's stop at the nearest rectory. I didn't tell the priest in the rectory what happened. I wanted to go to confession. And that priest, He knew the words of absolution. Sisters, I have gone more than once to confession where the priest did not know the words of absolution.